Okay, all set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. For the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations, just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Okay. Before we begin, I want to say I put the minutes of the second meeting in the shared folder, but they're still not quite okay. It's still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay. So,
but from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard. Keyboard work.
Yeah.
I think it will be more easy for you to read.
Alright.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about the material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case, it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic, with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. Okay. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have hand kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day and then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar shells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Titanium is probably trendy.
So I guess.
Yeah. And maybe a little bit expensive. I don't know.
They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've told about the three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros. I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see covers which can be.
What are those? Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design.
Yes.
In mind.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoonish, Alessi kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like. Maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to
next time
we have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
Shall we go to the next slide? I still don't have any information about the user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided on the last meeting.
Yeah, but then I don't know when there are new user requirements. Nothing?
No, we decided to use only basic functions.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there are maybe a little bit more. But
well, maybe we can think of that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up.
Yeah, I well, I pointed them out here just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea, but I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if it's a good idea or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half. Production. If we got already something like a base.
Bit redundant, also maybe. I don't know what kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it, and
yeah.
I got a pop-up.
Yeah, maybe we can bring tail text to
the remote control. A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit
crazy.
Big RC. A little bit too big, I think.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the functions are not more to discuss, I think.
No.
It's just the basic things. We already discussed it, the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
for next channel?
Well, that's next
channel.
channel.
Oh,
I mean
okay.
by next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's your point. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have nothing to.
No, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the.
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two.
Yeah, they're grouped.
Large.
Large?
I mean the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is. It's
most used buttons.
It, you know, it puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes.
True.
To make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the.
Yeah.
The most
you want to accentuate it. No?
Sorry. It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That was all personal preference I didn't have. I didn't have any time left, so.
You don't care, no?
Yeah.
Go away. Come
it's
on.
There. Yeah, click on it.
Oh, great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation, and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. We were going to imply that, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea, I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruits and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but. With a little bit of fantasy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
Exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So remote controls in catchy colors. No, we don't want dark colors. No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking stand, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself. But to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with a dark color into, how do you say?
For diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want. Maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
But how do we use fruits and vegetables, for Christ's sake, with remote?
No, well,
yeah, there's always
design already resembles a piece of fruit.
Well,
like
there's always empty space, of course, on the remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, well,
no, I don't think you have to do it.
the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly of a specific piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and so. I think
especially
it already resembles something like a pear to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If we make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruit
yeah,
is kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
yeah.
Well, whatever.
Don't we need a creative artist or something like that to make it
course,
feel
yeah,
like
yeah, sure.
A vegetable or fruit?
Yeah. We have very big.
Well, we can produce multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word, so forget it.
Pear, I guess.
And maybe a banana is not easy for remote control, but.
We can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one designer.
No, but I think it's
maybe
already
maybe two or three.
What we're up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just
no,
you know,
sure,
like
but
a fruity
but
thing going on. It is
but that's great. And what I was what I was saying,
like
the catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I do. I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah.
Pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
Yeah. Pictures was a bad word, but
the firm colors, our own.
Okay.
Colors have to be in
well
yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, a real reaction. And you can put a logo on top of it.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
think our
yeah.
company colors are it's fashionable.
Maybe we can if we got our docking station over here. I can draw with this thing, but I'll try.
And
if this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here, it doesn't work. And then.
Yeah, in the bottom then? With the strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the bottom of
the
remote.
Button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that were my ideas a little bit. Oh, closing
okay.
down. Go away.
Well, can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual
presentation?
Design, yes.
The agenda.
The agenda.
This is not a lot. Because maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think it's do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice, of course, but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be like this big, and
I don't think we should
TV
do it.
Channel with four programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of the program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD screen.
On your mobile phone, you can read text also. So why not on your remote?
I think it's a bit redundant, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks like sexy.
So
what
would
you
display on
program
information?
Isn't that
already on TV?
Teletext,
yes, also on the internet.
Well, a lot of TVs indeed show when
you're already watching
you
TV. You're not gonna watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to, but whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's
yes,
possible.
That's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote.
I'm really gonna say if you want to make your job on that side, I think anyone else to be in it, but I really don't think it's a good because it also doesn't stroke with we wanted the when we talk about the materials. It's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and
yeah.
like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know. It's like more vulnerable and it adds
that's
nothing really, you know.
It breaks, yeah, it's not very solid. It's
you could make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're
no.
after.
No, I don't think so.
But it's my opinion. You can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also.
Pasta.
We can vote you away.
Skip the. So what? But
yeah, I don't know.
We're not even sure what information we want to display.
No, that's right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
yes.
You can use the buttons that are already on the remote control. And how
for
does
double
it function then?
And
then
you
and
push
the
button.
Second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About
but
the program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized. No, it's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in the future it
yeah.
will be a giant hit, and when you are the first,
oh,
the biggest.
I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Like the bigger universal remotes, they have the LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah,
you can put a little
yeah.
LCD display on it with lots of information.
But it just,
I haven't thought
it just
about
it. Doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic a screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can
no,
throw
no.
With
okay,
it.
That's maybe not the most important. But it's just.
Is it fashion?
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy.
Who
have
I don't know.
A remote
it's
control.
Not that's not
the market. If it's trending.
Yeah. What do you have?
Do you
have for the trendiness of LCD
displays? Because I think it's pretty trendy, to be honest. But I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again. But I think we've got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think. I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for the
remote
control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say parts also for monochrome LCD or colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really?
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it. I didn't.
I really don't have
no
idea what else to do this, but I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how much we can guess, but I don't really feel it. We already.
It's the maximum, maybe.
Yeah, we already
have the docking
station gadget, and we want. It has to be a simple design, which.
Yes, but
we've got to find
one thing
special, and I think
not a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's.
No.
Slicker to have no LCD. We want to,
but it's
simplicity. You have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
then
you don't need an LCD.
Are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
it's
in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want, you have something special.
Yeah, we already have the docking station, which is.
Yes,
we have
but
a,
you have a picture of it from another company.
No, but that's
it
our, that's our
just
killer
an idea.
Picture. That's our.
Yes, it was already special. Made.
Yeah, we're gonna develop our own.
Is that something? Was it?
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
it wasn't just a prototype.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it.
But we really have to cut this off. I mean, I know. I get the idea. You really like it, you know, the LCD thing. But I think it's not a good idea. And we have already mentioned all arguments. Do you guys think? How do you guys think?
It's too much.
I think it's a little too much. Yeah.
It's overdone.
Okay, we skip the
okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something for your own place or make,
okay.
Make it happen in your basement or something.
And I will rule the world
with it. Yeah.
So. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioning.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
what
for the spongy.
Yeah, but
it
was already
spongy,
what we're after, you know, to give it the soft touch in your hands and also the, you know, like, yeah, this is the airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you just kind of drop it.
Throw it at your little
brother. If you drop it, the airbag comes out.
Yeah.
But,
maybe, but then we have to look that we'll not be too childish to see.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. And that's why I like the dark color bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be the design, it's maybe it is a bit of
but not black everything.
It's a bit 90s
no.
Maybe what we're up to right from to
well
this point.
If it's fruit and vegetables it has to be colorful.
Yeah,
that's
true.
But,
yeah,
that's
but it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming then when you put it
can
in.
Can you combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe a bee?
What? Oh, a bee!
No, I don't like yellow and black. So, but it is our company color.
Yeah,
it's
our
color.
Yeah. We have to use
yellow.
I don't like yellow.
Well, we can, as I.
But that's not really.
Draw really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station, and maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the we can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that? I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out in different
fronts.
Colors, but not.
Yeah.
That you can
I guess that's
comes afterwards is also too much. People don't want to spend more money on
yeah.
the remote control.
You can choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
just
three,
bring more designs
to the
market.
Four colors.
Okay. So are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon the no. Oh well. Not you
well,
this
is a real
young
and dynamic
yeah.
Style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Titanium?
The last
titanium?
Point
is,
not titanium,
no?
Is not out of question.
Also,
this titanium.
Yes.
But
when
is
we
it possible
use
to use
soft.
Both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design.
But it you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with
it, it will break other stuff
with your remote
plastic
control.
Well.
No, titanium is a bit.
No, but you should
be harder. But also on the colors, the.
Okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic. Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands are a little bit sweaty and...
On the other hand, if you want to make fruit stuff...
But I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of thing, because then it's, you know, it fits in our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and
sports and gaming.
When you make titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic
it's
around.
But it is plastic.
But it's titanium looking.
Yes.
What
we can do that on
the, I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike. Okay.
That's
very
yeah.
With rubber.
We can make this
but
a style too.
Maybe this is difficult because that's different material. And then you gotta have like two material lines.
So we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
Well, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body and then with plastic coloration around it. You know, like the soft stuff. But I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes, true.
But make it just like shiny.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
like
we should
maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer, then 2 weeks or something, maybe.
Maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk about how.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry. They began with the typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors. And kind of fun of fronts,
okay.
Like we can use on the telephone. And like Eastpak began a revolution with it, with all this kind of bags and colors. And
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's a possibility. But let's think
then
about
we
the
can always use the same design for a greater resemblance, but with new with new colors,
new prints.
Mm-hmm.
On it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights, we have to incorporate lights too. But are we going to give the two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the rubber?
How many colors are we going to, we're have only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we going to give it? Like two-tone
yeah.
color?
Yeah. There are three components. Like you have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case
the
itself
rubber.
Should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons and the cushions
yes.
as well should be in another.
Or you just make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah.
Not more than two colors,
no.
I think.
No, definitely not.
Maybe
no,
we should talk
flashy.
About it in
yes.
a later.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay. Well, we have to think of some other important thing. The functionality.
The
so fun, the buttons.
Yeah, I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No.
No, I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic. We have the numbers. We have the power button. We have. With teletext button,
volume, teletext,
and maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
most
that's
of a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. It's just the only
well,
button.
What
only
kind of menu? Isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have
a
menu nowadays to access the screen settings. And
yeah,
that.
I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that covers
all the
other settings. It covers everything. Yeah.
But then you have to put up and down and left.
Yeah,
and
you
can
put
use
that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can
whatever.
Also use the normal skip buttons for that. In that way, we
yeah.
have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute.
And a teletext
and
a menu, and then that's it. So we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Uh, other stuff and stuff about the design of the docking station, something important about the thing? It should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one
are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads, and
things
on the side.
True,
we will make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with a.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. And with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you have, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have a table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get to that. Okay.
Guess
we're through then.
I guess so.
But we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think that adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color, when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much,
design
maybe.
Experts.
It has to be.
Okay, well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something
we will
like
wrap
that.
Up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
No.
Okay. Well, you will read the minutes, you can find them in the. Probably. No, for sure, because I'm worn out, tired and out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see me. I don't know.
I hope so. And the other thing is that you gotta have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one more in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah.
With
your
laptop. Toilet paper.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you.
Yeah.
Pops, I beg you to depend.
Be lazy.